after waiting on Bear over and over and over, we finally said to hell with it. We're going to go because his webcam's not working. We're going to do this without Bear's video. No big loss, right, guys?
I mean, I wouldn't want to have to look at Bear either.
This is episode 4 of the Elite Nation podcast. We are broadcasting here on Wednesday night, February the 17th, trying out the live stream. We're going to see how it holds up. My poor laptop is crying while we live stream, but that's all right. We'll give this a go. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got a lot to talk about, including the division, tons of stuff there. And we're also going to talk some entertainment. We're going to talk about some general gaming news. And so we want to start off tonight with a little bit of scandalous stuff around a company that made one of my favorite MMOs, Funcom, and the CEO and a couple of the staffers there charged with insider trading and fraud and probably going to do some time in the slammer. And this is all around right around the Secret World launch time frame. So I'm kind of happy those douchebags are going away. Not going to lie.
I mean, they should have done the bad shit, I guess.
They said we killed the video game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, karma's a bitch, so good for them for their little insider trading bullshit. Nintendo accounts are happening. Welcome to 2005. You can create your very own Nintendo account now. Are you excited, Dope?
What's a Nintendo account?
They've had Nintendo accounts since the Wii U.
Right. I don't know what the hell. I get a what is a Nintendo account? I don't get it. Yeah. So like a
PlayStation Network account?
They've had it since the Wii U.
You couldn't do that before?
I guess maybe you could. I don't know. But there was a news release and a big sign up. They said Nintendo accounts rolled out late last year in Japan, and now they are rolled out in the rest of the globe.
I think for me,
it may be a different
that,
kind of account.
Nintendo needs to come up with a relevant gaming system for 2016, and then we can.
Dude, I don't know if you've ever played Call of Duty on fucking Nintendo Wii, but that shit is fucking hard.
If you are selected to beta test the DLC for Fallout 4, you get to keep it for free. You don't have to beta test it and then turn around and buy it. I think that's a good move, right?
How do you get this?
Yes, that is the question.
You sign up on the website to beta test the DLC, and then they'll randomly choose however many beta testers they want to test the content, and you get to keep it for free after the beta test is over.
I'm kind of fucking done with betas. I don't know. Like, random RNG of beta test selections is just bullshit to me. I'm kind of the opinion now, if you're doing a beta for your game and you're not, and it's not part of the pre-order, then you're not getting my fucking pre-order, and you may not even get my money, because I'm just so tired of so that means that, you know, a handful of 200,000 or however many people they pick
get
free.
Stop.
What?
Dope, you're still butthurt that you haven't got invited to WoW beta. That doesn't mean you need to hate on every beta out there.
First of all, it's alpha, and if you read the show notes, I did play it just tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Again, it's in the show notes.
It's
we'll talk about
three notes down here in a minute.
So, yes, I am butthurt, but I'm just saying that, that's kind of bullshit. Just because, I enter a random internet lottery, 200,000 people get all the DLC for free and everybody else has to pay for it. I don't know. That's just kind of weird. I mean, I guess.
Wait.
Barry, you don't even play video games. What are you talking about? You don't even know what Fallout is. Fallout to you is when you try to put it in your old lady and it just fucking falls right out.
Damn.
The prospect of having DLC beta tested and then letting those testers keep it, that only makes sense, right? Isn't that a step in the right direction?
I mean, it'd be kind of be shitty if you... But, I mean, I guess you can beta test a game and you don't get to keep it, right? You have to buy it still.
Still gotta buy
it. Yeah, I get that, but it's a DLC. I think it's a good move, and I just wanted to applaud them.
I'm not saying it's bad, but I don't think it's, you know, amazing.
Well,
unless I get it. If I get it, then it's amazing.
Right. It's all about me. It's all about me. The launch of Sony VR was basically confirmed to be coming this fall by the CEO of GameStop. He was talking on a generic business show, one of those that talks stock markets and financials and all that. And he was talking about how excited they were, and they were gearing up for the launch of Sony VR this fall. So there's not been any confirmation from Sony really on the exact window, other than we felt like it would come out before holiday season this year. And it looks like that's indeed the case if all goes as planned. I'm pretty excited. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's obviously going to be kind of expensive. And I, you know, once again, we've talked about this on previous shows. I think the key here is waiting until there's software to support it, letting that whole ecosystem, if you will, kind of mature, and so that there's more titles out there than one or two that take advantage of VR. And they have predicted that by the year 2025, it will be an $80 billion a year industry.
So I agree that's what people, you know, everybody should do, and we should do, is wait until there's, you know, stuff for it. But will we?
No,
exactly.
Absolutely not. We'll do it right away. So,
well, Oculus should eat up a lot of that, like, early, you know, growing pain content struggle for VR. So I imagine all the companies would wait until Oculus launch just to see, like, how the industry takes to it and sort of how they do, and let them be the guinea pig, which is probably smart.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sony is rumored to be bringing back the Crash Bandicoot IP, which I never played the game, but always thought it looked like one of the more fun IPs out there. Did you ever play it, Dope, or Maverick?
I did. I enjoyed it back in the day playing that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I wonder how well games like that, though. Because, I mean, like, for instance, I have a really fun memory of, like, Donkey Kong, but I don't know if I would like that today. Or like Oddworld, and like, I just liked a different kind of game back then. So
I think the question with this is, are they trying to recreate the original games, or are they creating new games that are just based on that intellectual property? If they try to reimagine it, I think it would be a lot more successful than just trying to recreate the original game. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Completely. So,
Far Cry Primal, Dope, you're all geared up about that, right? Comes out Tuesday.
Yeah. Are you guys not playing this? Does anybody care about the game, or is it just me?
I'm out.
No?
I played Far Cry, but I never really got into it.
Okay. It's a console game.
But you play, you have an Xbox, Bear.
Yeah, it's a dedicated streamer.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I love how we're doing a show and all of a sudden Bear will say something like, "The sky is purple." Oh, okay, buddy. Okay.
No, the Xbox is a dedicated streamer. That's all I use it for. It's Netflix, Amazon, Hulu.
Oh. As God, in you don't play games. You use it.
Welcome
don't
to
Don't you here. Goddamn me, you son of a bitch. You whine and moan to do a podcast, and then you don't show up for the last several weeks, and then we decide to try this video because you're saying we need to be on video, and it's your webcam that's not working. So don't you goddamn me about anything, you sorry sack of horse shit.
Settle down.
Poop.
My God.
Shit poop.
I mean, you're as worthless as tits on a boar hog. That's some redneckism for you there. Right. So, Dope, you've got to do some Legion. Tell us about it.
So, finally, at long last, I got to play Legion through my son's account. That's perfectly shareable.
Perfectly legitimate, right?
Perfectly shareable via the terms of service set forth by ye old great Blizzard. So it's cool. It's the state of the game right now is very alpha-y. So like everybody's right. Like, oh my God, like so far away. Like they need some time to kind of get that polished. Demon Hunters are going to be fun, man. I think you're going to enjoy it. You guys,
are they going to be fun because they're a unique new play style, or are they going to be fun because they're going to be overpowered as shit?
No, so you start out with Felrush, which is kind of like a line, like a charge, like a warrior charge, but you go in a straight line, and everything you like charge through, you burn and like knock, you know, you can knock out of the way, and you build fury, but you can use it as a movement skill, or you can use it as like an AoE thing. You've got, right. You can throw glaives, you can double jump and then glide. So like if you tap spacebar, right, like in Wildstar, you double jump. But if you hold spacebar, if you tap it again after you've double jumped, you throw out your little wings and you can glide anywhere with no cooldown. So like my worry is that like that's really fun. Like all I was doing was jumping around everywhere and gliding everywhere. And I'm like, no one else has this. So knowing Blizzard, what they'll probably do is cave to every other class who cries that Demon Hunters are too fun. And they'll put it on some sort of stupid cooldown or give it some restriction where it's not fun anymore. So that's my worry, but
that they'll actually balance it. That's what you're worried about.
Not balance. It's not balance. I think they're gonna just nerf it where it's just kind of like, eh. Because monks.
See it on an engineering plan or something like that. As far as a cloak, maybe an enchant or something like that later on down the line for all classes.
They already have that bear.
What, the gliding?
Yeah.
Then why the hell is it? It's so irrelevant in stage to one person.
There's a cooldown on the cloak.
There's a cooldown on the glider. Bear. God damn it, bear! there's a cooldown. I think it's cool. I do think though, after playing it, it's still very wow. The graphics are pumped up. I mean, it'll be good. I'm excited for you guys to actually see it.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
I take for instance myself. I haven't really played WoW much since Wrath. I played a little bit of Mist, but not really played WoW. I haven't raided, haven't really gotten into it since Wrath. As a guy who's not touched the game in a serious or semi-serious fashion in quite some time, if I come back at the Legion launch, what is going to be the single biggest thing that I go, oh fuck, or oh, you know, whatever. What's the biggest surprise waiting for me in Legion?
I don't know. You're a raider, right? Like, so, I mean, there's not all the leveling content you're not going to really give a shit about.
Right.
So, I mean, really, if you don't like Demon Hunters, probably nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I mean, I didn't play all of Legion, man. I only played, like, the Demon Hunter starting experience.
I understand class. That. But systematically, when it comes to talents, is there any big shock or change? Because I haven't followed anything as far as the Legion development
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest of up on the warrior changes, which is what you'll probably care about. So I don't know. But, like, the classes are getting some pretty decent overhauls with, like, change of mechanics, like prop paladins and stuff like that. So classes will definitely feel different.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, I want to talk about this game as I was doing.
Sorry. I was laughing. So, the vaping.
As I was doing. What?
I don't know.
I don't either. As I was doing the little research for the show tonight, I stumbled across this gaming news article talking about the Kim Kardashian game. Kim Kardashian Hollywood, been downloaded more than 84 million times and has generated over $100 million in microtransactions in its first 5 months. And I thought, since we're doing a video stream, why not play a little clip of it? So here it is, hopefully.
Hey, doll.
It's got cartoony characters.
You look amazing.
Girls admiring each other. And then the big wardrobe where you can buy stuff to show off in the nightclubs and try to fall in love with someone. The Kim Kardashian game. $100 million in 5 months.
Can I have the last never, like, 20 seconds of my life back, please?
There's literally never been anything so I've ever seen make me want to kill myself to the degree that makes me want to kill myself.
Why did you do that to us?
Well, what about it makes you want to kill yourself? The fact that it was
just
100 million.
The fact that it exists.
Yeah, I mean, but let me ask you this, though. Would you pay $5 if she put a new sex video on her game for download?
No.
You would, wouldn't you?
No.
You dirty bastard. You haven't watched the Ray J video? If you say no, you're a liar.
No.
Whatever. All right.
Swear to God.
Since it's a video stream, we're going to play it on the Skype.
Could not possibly care less.
Really?
Nope.
All right. Maybe they don't. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you like different things down in Arkansas. But she's not bad.
Well, and then Kanye, the biggest piece of shit to ever walk the earth. I'm $53 million in debt, and I need someone to help me. I'm an artiste, a true artiste. Why is Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg not investing in my ideas? I don't understand. Woe is me.
Did you see the best part about this is that he's actually not $53 million in debt? No. It's just that, like, his record, I guess the studio is going to need to be reimbursed that from, like, his touring and other bullshit. So, like, he just wants $53 million from somebody so he can buy that off. But he's not going to spend any of his, like, fucking penthouse, like, Bentley money that he's...
Right, of course not.
Of course not.
He's so... Oh, my God. Like, is there somebody that's worse than Kanye West in the entire entertainment world?
I would say there's nobody worse. There's no bigger waste of skin in the history of humanity than Kanye West.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Well, that brings us to the next guy.
Well, this can pull out a good point. Kanye's West by net worth celebrity.
Kanye's
net worth
West.
By, yeah. Shut the.
There's more than
up.
One.
it's worth $145 million. So. That's just, yeah.
Thanks, Bear.
Yeah, just known fact, I guess. Anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
So, I did post. Am I the only one who hopes that he dies penniless on and bankrupt on Twitter? And I was not the only one who hoped that. But speaking of somebody that could be a bigger piece of shit. You heard this Martin Shkreli guy? You guys familiar with him?
Martin Shkreli. He's the guy that bought the AIDS medicine and then jacked the price up like 5,000% overnight.
Right. So he could be a bigger piece of shit. Like Kanye is just the
douchebag. That's just capitalism at work. That's free market douchebaggery.
So, but did you hear the story about this Martin Shkreli guy and like what happened to him with Kanye? And
let's hear it.
All right. So are you guys familiar with what happened with the Wu-Tang album? So Wu-Tang Clan is a rap group that makes rap songs, obviously.
Really?
That's
really
popular, right? They get the RZA, the GZA, and all those other fucking things
right.
going there. So they make an album. I think it's called like Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. They make one copy of this album, and they sell it to one person. And then that person is free to either like or give it away, have listening parties, do whatever they want, but just can't make money on it, right? So
right.
This dude buys it. For I think like $2 million or $1 million, something like that. It ends up actually getting like seized by the government from like his securities fraud or something. But anyway, he bought it just so nobody else could have it. So he like tried to troll the world. So Kanye West was set to release The Life of Pablo, which was his album that just came out on fucking Tidal or Tidal or whatever that stupid Jay-Z app is. And this Martin guy tweets him, "Hey, I'll give you $10 million today if you sell me and only me the album," to just try to like troll the entire world of like Kanye fans. He wanted to buy his new album and give him $10 million so no one else could have it. And while that's a pretty funny story in and of itself, what actually ended up happening to him was somebody contacted him because he posted that on Twitter, like his proposal. Somebody contacted him with some name, like it was some like name of some guy that could be in Kanye's party, like, I don't know, Dominique or something like that, D'Artagnan. and said, "Hey, Kanye has agreed to your deal, and I'm here to broker it or whatever." But Kanye says it'll be $15 million, and he needs it in Bitcoin. And apparently, this guy, like, sent over thing, and this random internet dude, like, signed a contract with him. This Shkreli guy, Bitcoin is like that anonymous internet currency. This Shkreli guy sends him $15 million in Bitcoin, and then Kanye just drops his album on Saturday Night Live. And, like, this guy was expecting, like, Kanye to, like, call it off and say blah, blah, blah. And so this so Shkreli tweets, "Where the fuck is my $15 million? Apparently he got scammed out of $15 million by some rando dude on the internet.
That's hilarious. That's also the free market economy at work. Yay, internet. Well, did you hear where, you know, Kanye was on SNL this last weekend and was throwing a hissy, like, diva fit over something and threatened to walk off stage right before they went live? Yeah. And Kardashian and Lauren Michaels had to, you know, rub salve on his hiney and calm him down.
I did see that, yes.
I don't understand why humanity in general puts up with him. I don't get it.
I just don't. I just don't even think his rap is that good.
No. Yeah,
it's not.
Right? Like, am I wrong? It's
no, not at all.
I mean, he's got, you know, the Gold Digger song was all right, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got one. Yeah.
Right.
Did you guys see Deadpool?
Did you see Deadpool?
I saw Deadpool.
I saw Deadpool.
What do you think?
Nope. Did you see it?
Oh yeah.
No.
So good. So good.
Did you like the opening credits where it was like directed by
thought that was great.
An overpaid tool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really, really cool. And I like how they were just like starring a hot bitch. And then the closing credits, the unicorn, I thought was one of the funniest parts of the entire movie. So Bear, I think I can say that without it being a spoiler.
Bear, did you see it?
No.
That's surprising. Not at all, actually.
Not at all. Bear, you should take your kids. It's a really good family movie.
Uh-huh. I might take my son, but I wouldn't take my daughter.
How old's your son?
10.
Does he know what semen is?
I'm sure, because they learn sex education like it in like third grade now. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Thank you. It's pretty raunchy, dude. But it actually broke the box office record for the biggest opening weekend of an R-rated film ever.
Yeah. I just think that's phenomenal. And it was the number 7 comic book movie of all time, behind the Avengers movies and like the Dark Knight and Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. 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 It did more than double what they had projected. They projected like 60 million and it did 147 or something. I don't know. But it was ridiculous. And that excites me because it means there's going to be lots more dark, funny, adult stuff coming from Hollywood.
Well, they already greenlighted the sequel. Did you see that before it even opened? They greenlighted the sequel. And also, apparently, there's like the new or the last Wolverine that Hugh Jackman's going to star in.
Yep.
Fox is now going, let's make that rated R. So
nice. I did not know that.
You didn't hear that? Yeah.
No, man. That's the first I heard. That excites me.
Fox is like, well, I guess people don't, you know, I guess people, there's a market for not being, you know, catering to the fucking apologists all the time. But I just worry that they're gonna fuck it up somehow. Because, like, you know, Ryan Reynolds made them, you know, like, ensured that they wouldn't screw this up. Yeah. So you know that, like, somebody, some studio fucking bullshit is going to get a hold of it and just fuck it all up. I hope not, though.
We might get lucky.
We know a thing or two about trying to cater to a niche adult market and not the whiners, so... I thought it was phenomenal. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, go check it out. It's well worth your $10. It is very adult, very raunchy. But if you listen to us, you're not going to be offended by any of it. So what is this? There's a note in here. What is this? Wildstar? Is that a
game? I don't. Yeah. So I just thought it was funny since we used to cover that. They're doing a double XP weekend again. But more over than that, they just posted a state of the game I don't know. Did you guys hear that Chad Moore has now taken over as game director of Wildstar?
No, Chad was always a cool cat.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is, like, so he went from random lore guy, like, writing, like, the story and, like, all that other bullshit, to now, like, the head honcho at the whole studio. So, and I didn't see anything about Donatelli, but it makes sense that, like, they would just shit can him. I mean, I don't know if that's what happened, but I can only surmise that it would.
You know what that's the result of, right? I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but the Chad Moore
podcast.
No. Chad Moore being the game director is because he was the cheapest guy on the payroll that they could technically put in charge of a game that's not doing anything.
You think?
To still kind of oversee it. Yeah, absolutely. There's no way a random lore guy.
But I, you know, from everybody that I've talked to has said that he's really good. And I believe that he is, like, really legitimately good at his job. So, like, if I think if WildStar ever had a chance to actually do come back and do anything with him at the helm, it could happen, you know? Because he's, like, the first guy that, like, you know, when they had Gaffney there, he, you know, he had the ego thing. And then Donatelli was arguably worse at that, right? Like, with the ego, you know, all that crazy stuff. So promoting Chad Moore, it would be the first guy to really work his way up from, you know, within in that same studio and really, you know, give a shit about the everything. So I don't know, man. It remains to be seen. We could see a last minute miraculous save.
I'm not holding my breath.
Hold your breath.
Yeah, but you never. I'm not. You didn't even play it.
I did for like 5 minutes. I played it like Bear plays games.
Bear doesn't play games.
I gave it a fair shake. I really did, and it sucked.
Yeah. It sucked. But people that still listen to our show probably still play it. Like, I still play it. I'm excited.
That's great, and I hope you enjoy your time in the game, and everyone else that plays, I hope they do. But it's just. I just don't understand how you can invest all these millions of dollars and then run it out the door, especially when you're Gizzard, when you're Ghetto Blizzard, NCSoft, and you arguably have enough money in your war chest that you don't have to push it out right away.
Right.
Like, they're not Funcom, Failcom. They're not facing bankruptcy or anything of that nature. So it's ridiculous.
Do you guys think that as you get older, like, MMOs just sort of, like, leave you behind? Because, like, I was thinking that, like, I'm kind of excited for, like, Black Desert to come out and, like, all these other MMOs that are, like, on the horizon. And but part of me, like, when I start hearing about, like, the time commitments and the things and, like, WoW and stuff, I just think that, like, MMOs is a genre. I don't know, man. Like, I think as you get older, like, because, I mean, Haystack, what would it take for you to get back truly into an MMO, like, legit? Like, fully invested, time sink, like, loving it, logging in all the time, whole nine yards.
I don't think it can happen at this point for me.
Why not?
I
said, what would it take?
I don't think it can. I don't think there's anything that, okay, what would it take? It would take a game with the nature of World of Warcraft, a fun, immersive, deep game. Well, that doesn't really apply to WoW anymore for me. But anyway, a good MMO, a solid MMO that does not transition into a second job. That's my problem. Because when you feel like you have to do dailies and you have to do this and you have to do that, it starts to feel like a second job. And I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay paying someone to do a second job. It's not all right.
Okay, so you just don't like the grindy aspects of MMOs.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, right. So you would hate Black Desert, which is
I'm not even gonna consider it.
Got it. So I mean, I guess we'll see.
I mean, I'm ready to go balls deep on the Division. I mean, we'll see what happens.
I don't think Division. I think Division meets your criteria, right? Like I don't think that's a game that is going to require that. It should be like a short session gameplay kind of game.
Exactly. I don't think it will feel grindy or as investment laden as traditional MMOs.
Right.
Since it's not really MMO. Yeah. So
yeah.
We'll see.
And until they get the end game.
Yeah, and I'm anxious. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. I'm anxious to see what happens
have
there.
Have we established yet if Bear's actually going to play the division or not?
I've established that I don't really care.
I would not be playing with you guys, no. But, yeah, supposedly.
Supposedly I'll be playing.
Supposedly.
I'll have purchased it in Steam.
That I sent all the GL stuff to them, and they told me a fix on my video card. So I'm going to give it a try, and hopefully it will work.
Man, it's so mind-boggling to me that you have a direct line to developers. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, what the, like, poor them.
Right?
They have no idea. Like, they're like, oh, this guy knows his shit. He knows what he's talking about. He's a gamer. We're gonna put his name in the fucking game. Like, that's just, it's mind blowing to me. But that's all right.
Some people are good salesmen, and some people that are supposed to be physics majors. So just let me do my job, and you do yours.
Your job is the Twitter, but you haven't logged on Twitter in like 3 years.
It's just further proof that it's not what you know, it's who you blow.
Yep. Right. It's got to be. It's got to be.
You got to cup the balls.
I'm glad to say that.
All right. Well, speaking of the division, we're going to deep dive into the division now. I want to do a real quick overview.
Wait. Did we talk about the Walking Dead stuff, or did we just skip all the way over that?
Oh, we skipped over it.
Well, a lot of shows started. I put it in the show notes. Are you guys like fans of The Walking Dead? Like, I feel like the internet in general is a big fan of The Walking Dead.
Fanatic.
You are, really?
Yep.
It took me almost 6 seasons. Well, not 6 seasons, but I think you're 5 or 6 to get him to actually watch it. And he's hooked now, you know.
And you still think that it's good? You think all the like fanfare and credit and bullshit that come with The Walking Dead is deserving?
I won't go that far.
Okay.
I think it's a good show. But yeah, it's entertaining. I mean, I'm a big enough tool that I not only watch The Walking Dead, I watch The Talking Dead afterwards, but I'm also a Chris Hardwick fan, so.
Oh, I was talking about all the fanfare and all that. I find that entertaining just as much as I do the show some.
Really?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's part of this whole social construct, being involved in the social conversation that's global. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. I will recommend Shameless, though. If you guys haven't watched Shameless.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
All right. Anybody who's listening to the show, watch Shameless. It changed your life.
Yeah, absolutely. The Gallaghers are the bomb.
Yes.
Especially Lip.
And speaking of TV shows, Rob, did you hear that... Michael Worley for NCIS Denozo will not be back after next season.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But I haven't watched that show in a couple of years, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, Bear, did you hear they canceled MacGyver? Like, what's that? Do with anything. Transitioning.
I'll tell you another, while we're just talking about random television shows.
Yeah.
Lucifer on Fox is a really fun watch. Not deep, not that engaging, but a really fun watch. So check it out. It's only three or four episodes in now. So do the on-demand thing, get caught up. Was it about
like the devil, like is a real dude or something?
Yeah. So the premise of the show is Lucifer Morningstar, the devil, gets tired of running hell and decides he wants a vacation. So he goes to Los Angeles, where it's basically the same thing as hell, and gets the hots for a police officer who's resistant to his charms. Normally he's able to get tail from anyone just looking at him, and they're like, oh, he's so hot. Here, have some poon. And she doesn't throw it at him, resists his charms, and that puzzles him. And he's starting to become human, we believe, the more time he spends on Earth. So... He's always said he couldn't bleed, and then he gets shot in the latest episode and actually bleeds. He's like, what the fuck? So it's a fun show. It's a laid-back, fun show. It'll keep you laughing. It's pretty funny. Transitioning, okay. The Division. We need to talk The Division. We're focusing on that game right now on the show, and there's tons of stuff to talk about. Obviously, this weekend coming up is Open Beta, a.k.a. Demo Part 2. And I wanted to do a quick rundown, a kind of a Division 101. I talked to a guy who claims to be a gamer, was talking about how much he loves Destiny and this and that. And I said, are you looking forward to the Division? And he's like, what? The Division, what? Fuck it. Seriously, dude, you're not a gamer if you've not heard of the Division. But I think that we who follow gaming really closely sometimes forget that not everyone is looking forward to the next big thing. So if you listen to the show, if you maybe came from WildStory, if you just stumble across us on Twitter or whatever, here's a quick rundown. The Division is a Ubisoft title based on the kind of in the Tom Clancy stuff. It's not exactly like the Clancy games, but it is a third-person shooter with tons of cover mechanics. We've discussed previously, we feel like the cover mechanic is probably as well executed in this game than any other game ever. It's really well done. So if you like cover mechanics, you will love this game. The end game at this point that they've talked about is based around PvP, something called the Dark Zone, which is the zone in which PvP happens. You find loot in there from killing other players or NPCs or in chests, and you have to extract the loot. That means going to a helipad, tying it off to a helicopter rope, and defending it for like a minute and a half. There's keys that drop from high-level elite NPCs and other players in there if you kill them. And when you shoot another player, it's kind of one of those things where everyone's flagged PvP, but you don't actually have to engage in PvP. You can worry about NPCs and stuff. If you start the shit, if you're the first one to shoot another player, you become rogue. And the more players you kill, the higher your rogue rank gets. And the more rogue rank you have, the more Dark Zone currency you get, you can buy gear with. But also, the more stuff you drop if you get killed. Right. So that's pretty much the rundown there. The game has skills, talents, and perks. It is a classless game, but you define your play style through skills, talents, and perks. Skills are active abilities you equip and trigger. Talents are passive abilities that you equip and they trigger on a certain condition. And perks are passive abilities that are active at all times. You can unlock every single perk in the game on any given character. You can unlock all the talents. You can equip up to 4 talents at a time, and you get 2 skills at any given time. There's already, they had tried to kind of hide all that and only unlock so much for the beta, but someone did a data mine or something, of course, and so the complete list of skills, talents, and perks are out there on Reddit, and there's one guy that's actually already built kind of a little skill calculator, so you can check that out, start building out. One of the things we had discussed off the show was the different colors, trying to determine exactly what the different colors of damage were when damage numbers pop up. And certain elite mobs will have armor. Most don't, but elite mobs will, and boss mobs will. And so if you play the Division beta this weekend and you see a blue number, that means you're eating up armor points. White is regular body damage. Red is regular headshot, non-crit headshot damage. And last but not least, orange numbers represent critical shots in the head or the body. There's no differentiation on crits. The thing that I think struck me the most is we talked a lot about the Division getting ready for the beta. Am I boring you, bud?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not really. I was actually taking a deep breath, getting ready to smoke another cigarette.
He's like, ugh, fucking stack. That's fucking funny.
So, as
continuing,
as we first got into the closed beta, we'd heard so much about the game, and then you finally get your hands on the game, and I think the thing that struck me the most is I had no realization that the gear would be as deep as it is. There are tons and tons of stats available on pieces of gear, whether that be armors or guns. The gearing, the stats, very, very deep. There's also passive and active abilities possible on equipment. There's attachments for your weapons. So this is one of those games where a big part of in-game is going to be the fun of min-maxing your equipment. Leveling up, I thought, went pretty fast. If you decide to do the open beta this weekend, stick to doing missions. They give you lots of mission bonus and all that stuff. You can actually select a difficulty, and if you can handle the missions in hard mode, you'll get rewarded with better loot, more credits, and more XP, of course. And my last big hint here, a couple of them. The first mission you should do, once you unlock your base of operations, there's 3 wings that in the base of operations. And they kind of apply to your holy trinity. You've got a medical wing, a security wing, which is DPS, and a tech wing, which is tanking. And you want to do your security wing mission first, story mission first.
You had that backwards. Tech's DPS, security's tank.
Correct. No. Yep.
Just look that okay. up.
Yep. Either way. So
looking at it.
Are you looking at this? Are you looking at that? So do your security wing mission first, because there's a perk in that security tree that you can unlock to give you a 10% XP bonus to all XP.
So
and last,
did you cover the difference between skills, talents, and perks yet?
Yes, I did. Okay. While you two were sleeping.
Okay, never mind.
Last but not least, before you go diving into the dark zone, you have agent levels, which is kind of like your character level, and then you have a dark zone ranking or level that's separate from that. So the best thing to do is to raise your agent level up, and then you can go into higher level dark zone content. You'll get a ton of XP, and you'll power through those early dark zone levels. So just ignore dark zone until you get your agent level up. All right? Now, all that said, that's kind of all the basics. There's a few things I want to hit on specifically. We've talked in past episodes how the dark zone and that PvP aspect is what they've said the end game is. They have not publicly talked about raiding since 2013, when the game director did say there would be multi-group, at least 8-player content. That rumor continues to persist. Supposedly, a member of a studio met with a guy who dropped this rumor on Reddit. Now, obviously, take it with a 50-pound bag of salt. But the rumor is that 2 weeks after launch, there will be a raid instance made available, an 8-player instance, so 2-group instance, for high-level players who have completed 2 specific storyline missions. And this rumor states that players will get on a helicopter and fly to Rikers Island, and that will be the raid instance. And that's got, like, I get chills every time I think about Rikers Island as a raid instance in a game. That is going to be badass.
Why do you,
thoughts?
Why,
anyone?
Why do you get chills?
Well, we didn't know if it was our turn to talk yet.
I feel that way all the time.
Well, I mean, it never is your turn, though.
I'm pretty stoked. I hope that's not a rumor. I hope that's true, actually.
Yeah.
I really would be excited if that's the truth.
Not even because...
We do know that...
Not even because, like... I hope there's raiding. Like, I hope that's true, but I do hope that it's like the Rikers Island thing, because that just seems like super fun. And badass. I hope raids are fun. Like, I think, like, you posted a couple things about, like, I wonder, like, you know, if somebody's going to play tank or, like, you know, who's going to do what. But I really think, though, that for a game like this, we really need to see, like, how much threat is, like, you know, like, how much threat plays into it and, like, how we go about flanking and how we hold, like, you know, boss attention to, like, I think the group dynamics are going to be really interesting. And I think for, like, it's probably going to be, I mean, cause I don't know about you guys. I don't play these kind of games a lot. So, like, for me, this is going to kind of be a unique foray into, like, group strategy that normally doesn't happen for me in my gaming experience. Cause, like, in like, WoW and shit, you just run in and pull the boss and everybody's in the same area and there's no, like, flanking. You just avoid dumb shit. This, you're going to have to be like, all right, you're going to go up high and fucking, you know, drop the bag of turds on Bear's head and you're going to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's going to be a little different. So I think it'll be interesting.
Group dynamics in the trash pools, if you will, I think will be huge. But obviously they'll be I'm anxious to see what kind of boss mechanics we get presented with, or if it's just, you know, boom, 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 I'm going to go
right, I hope it's not. Yeah. I hope it's not really strong dude in a hoodie that just takes a lot of shots to go down.
Right. That's going to make it boring. But I'm anxious to see what happens. I do think threat will be a part of the game, or they wouldn't put it in. The thing that I found interesting is I didn't see any skills, talents, perks. I didn't see any stats on gear relate to increasing your threat. But there are attachments and stats on gear for reducing your threat. So I'm kind of anxious to see how that plays out. Is it all going to be on the DPS to be stacking?
I mean, how did you feel
threat reduction? Or
how did you feel about the security like talents and shit? Like, does that tree look? That kind of looked. I mean, maybe it's because it's not role doesn't appeal to me in this game. But like, I looked at those talents and I'm like, I don't know. The medic shit looks a lot more fun than that.
Yeah, you know, like, medic looks.
Oh, you pull out your gun, and if you get a headshot, you might not use a bullet. Like, woo! Fucking slow down the party. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking Jesus. I don't know. Maybe it's cooler than that. I mean, obviously, this is a leak, and we haven't even seen him yet, but yeah.
Anxious to see what comes of it. Some people have been spamming them asking about split screen, why there's not split screen play in a game that has cooperative play, and the game director said it's just not right for the division. There's a defined challenge to overcome when you're in a split screen, but in the division, there's always some kind of new thing popping up, and so just didn't feel like it suited the game. And I don't think I'd want to play it in split screen at all. It would seem messy, I think.
Yeah, ew. I don't if like you split are, screen anything anymore.
If you are considering a new video card and you want to play the Division, they have rolled out the NVIDIA game graphics cards that have the Division for free with them. The 980 Ti, the 980, the 970, I believe, are the cards that have that available.
So every card that's current.
Yeah, all the current gen cards, yeah, except for, I mean, yeah. So they also released a four free agent gear set thing on the official website. We'll have a link in our notes at leadnation.com. You go there and you put in a code that they give you. I don't know what the point is. I don't have to just fucking give it to everybody. But it's four agent outfits based on the video series, the live action video series. So I thought that was pretty cool.
So wait, you watch it and then you get a code?
You don't even have to watch it. They're like, hey, put this code in here, and you have to sign into your Uplay account and put the code in. And they say, when the game goes live, you'll get this, you know.
Oh,
you get a,
guess I'm going to have to go do that.
It's pretty cool. So the last thing that I wanted to talk about, it's not been confirmed officially by Ubisoft as of the last time I checked, but we pretty much know at this point that Xbox One will get a 30-day exclusive head start on DLC.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to play the game. I can understand a 3-day head start. I could understand a 1-day head start. I could even maybe swallow a 7-day head start without a lot of pain. But 30 fucking days? You have got to be kidding me.
So a couple counterpoints to this argument. Like I saw Terry how mad Terry was and stuff, but I was reading the Reddit about this, and I'm just going to propose these counterpoints because I don't really know for sure, so I'm just going to regurgitate things I read online. But supposedly, I'm not a big Destiny player, but supposedly PS4 Destiny players had to wait almost like or had about a year on other platform players for Destiny for like strikes and well, I guess like raids and shit like that. So if you take that into account, 30 days isn't so bad. And secondly, apparently Ubisoft was running into like funding issues with the Division, according to some things I read, and like Microsoft like helped them get the game done, and like it might have been significantly delayed or might not even happen if not for the deal with Microsoft. So I do think that 30 days kind of sucks, especially if it's like a raid, you know what I mean? But you're not competing with those players, and I mean, I'm not the biggest like story guy anyway, so like I don't know if it'll be like a huge game changer for me.
But here's the thing, that content's out, so if we do have deep raids with interesting mechanics, there's no chance 30 days later you haven't watched it. You're going to want to see it, and so you don't get that fresh take on it. So once again, fuck you, Ubisoft.
Right. I mean, I think, in like Terry said, in a world of Twitch and all this other shit, I mean, I hate these exclusivity like things for PS4 and Xbox. I just think they're bullshit. Like, that it does the gamer no favors. It's a pure, like, profit, you know, our console is better than your console, like, money grab deal. And yeah. I'm not a fan.
Boo.
DLC isn't in the fucking gamer's favor either, but, you know, people do that for money.
I'm an Xbox owner. I think it's a little excessive, too, in 30 days anyway.
Well, ain't going to matter for you. You're going to play it.
Use it as a streamer thing.
you can still stream Twitch to watch it from your PlayStation or your Xbox.
Unless you... Unless the DLC is like, oh, a whole new starting area. Yeah, that's pretty much the only way it would affect
you. I'm going to get my fucking character at the beginning one of these days, just handing out fucking stickers.
A smiley face for you and a smiley face for you. It's going to be Cooper. Anything else?
Not
before we end this train wreck?
Not that train, I know of.
Division Nation.
What?
It kind of has become, again, the Division Nation temporarily until the game actually comes out, and probably will be for a little bit after that, too, but that's fine.
Until it fails.
That's all that, that's all everywhere. That's all, it's what our group is fucking excited about, so. You know,
And then when we're not excited about it, we'll move on to the next thing that we're excited about.
Right, which would probably be SWTOR for me and Rob.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Have you been playing any of the chapters, the new chapters?
I haven't yet, no. No.
I've just started playing the new chapters.
Is it good?
They're definitely compelling and entertaining, but not what I expected in an expansion.
Well, I don't think they're meant to be an expansion.
Well, like Knights of the original when it came out was in an expansion.
Right, but I think they're just episodic like stories.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't what I whenever I read it, because I didn't play it at all, it was like new expansion. And I was like, oh, this isn't an expansion.
Right.
But I'm enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. I'm going to play it, and then I will let you know, but I'm excited to get back into Galactic Starfighter. I've just been sucked into Diablo so much lately that I'm trying to finish that up.
Excellent.
Are you live, Stack?
What?
Exactly.
He didn't know if it was his turn.
It's your turn now. Begin.
You boys are talking about stuff I'm not involved in. Have fun. Anything else other than, you know, Bear sucks?
I don't think so.
Awkward silence.
Is that it? I mean, where's the laugh?
So well, we're done. We're live streaming. Aren't we going to announce that our live stream this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to try. If my computer doesn't fucking fail, we're going to try to live stream open beta gameplay this weekend, Saturday night, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, I think, is our goal to start somewhere in there. We'll see. I went and bought a new Elgato Game Capture HD, so you'll be seeing my wonderful, illustrious gameplay and hearing the rest of it.
Nice.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Should be fun.
Yep.
All right. Well, for the three people that have been on Twitch this entire time, thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.